Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this special edition of the Cyril Kun Review on this 30th of April 2014, as I discuss the NBA and the fallout to the Donald Sterling decision. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn. I don't know how long we're going to be taking you. It could be 15 minutes, it could be 30 minutes, it could be an hour. So, you know, bear with us, stay with us. Certainly a lot to talk about in regards to this decision. Of course, you know, unless you've been, you know, I don't know, unless you've just been in a coma in the last 24 hours, you know that Donald Sterling, of course, was banned from the NBA for life, $2.5 million fine. Adam Silver, of course, is going to force or attempt to force him to sell the teams. Of course, he needs the NBA owners, three-fourths of the NBA owners need to vote Sterling out. And, you know, we'll see how that play, how that comes about. Still, it could be this thing is just beginning. Sterling openly will not sell the team. It's not going to happen. He's a guy who has spent his whole life in courtrooms. Now, the odds are stacked against him in this case, but regardless, he's going to fight. So he will not openly sell. He's not going to openly sell the team. You know, everybody wants to talk about Adam Silver. Everybody wants to talk about race relations. Everybody wants to talk about just, you know, the power of NBA, of the NBA players, which I'll get to that lately, because I'll get to that a little bit later too, because I don't think they have the kind of power that people might realize they do have as far as when it comes to these kind of things. What I saw came out of this was a missed opportunity. Now, today, and you heard a lot is today, players allegedly, and yesterday too, you heard a lot is yesterday too, players allegedly threatening to boycott had Adam Silver not you know, come down hard on Sterling. Heard a ton of this, heard it from every, you heard it from Roger Mason, you heard it from some other players. You know, Golden State allegedly was going to walk off the court. And, you know, yeah, it sounds great after the fact. Like, after Adam Stern, you know, excuse me, Adam Stern, Adam Silver has come down with a decision. It sounds great. Yeah, we weren't going to play. And, you know, so on. The players had an opportunity to take a stand on Sunday. News broke Saturday morning about this. Tape was out. The audio was out. Everything was out there Saturday morning. Okay. Game Sunday afternoon. The players basically had 24 hours to kind of somewhat digest what had been said about them. The Clippers. I'm talking about the Clippers. I'm not talking about anybody else's. You know, I'm not talking about the Heat. I'm talking about Golden State. I'm talking about the Clippers, because they are receiving checks from Donald Sterling, still receiving checks from Donald Sterling. And I'll get to that in a minute, too. So, you know, Chris Paul comes out there. You know, Chris Paul comes out before the game, and the players come out before the game. They do the whole tossing of the warm-ups, you know, in unity, you know, which, again, sounded good, but they played the game. You know, we thought about boycotting. There were rumors that they thought about boycotting but decided to play the game. Doc Rivers wanted to play the game and what have you. So everybody was on the same page from that standpoint. And then they proceeded to get embarrassed, basically, by the Golden State Warriors. Clearly, their heads were not in the game whatsoever. Rare, you know, it's a different time in 2014, not only in sports, but in society in general. I understand, you know, this is not the Olympics with John Carlos and Tommy Smith fist in the air. This is not the 1964 NBA All-Star game when you had guys like Russell and Oscar Robertson and Jerry West threatening to not play if the players were not recognized as a union. So, you know, a lot of times today's athletes get criticized for not taking a stand. But frankly, there are minimum opportunities. There have been minimum opportunities in the last 10, 15, 20 years to take a stand. You know, social issues haven't put a lot of athletes in a place to take a stand and to sacrifice some and to stand up for something they believe in. But here, you had a chance. If you're the Los Angeles Clippers, you had a racist owner who had been racist for years. You hear the tape. You had an opportunity to kind of do something that hadn't been done in eons in professional sports. You had a chance to make your mark, to stand up for something you believed in or didn't believe in, and that's, of course, racism. And I'm gonna be honest, they dropped the ball, period. They missed out on an opportunity. Instead, they hid behind, you know, Kevin Johnson and other people who were outraged by, you know, Donald Sterling's comments, Magic Johnson. Players had a chance to step up. So for players and people to come out now and say, well, what we would have done, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because it's after the fact. I don't want to hear that you were prepared to boycott. You didn't boycott. And I don't want to hear that you were waiting for Adam Stern's decision. No. No. When that tape comes out on a Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon, you don't take the court. Period. You don't take the court. And it kind of made perfect sense because, you know, the NBA for years had kind of stood back and not done anything about Donald Sterling, David Stern, the number one culprit. Mr. David Stern, who, you know, paralyzes players for jaywalking, didn't do anything about Donald Sterling. He fined Donald Sterling $6 million once. He didn't fine, and you know why he fined Donald Sterling? He didn't fine him for racist remarks or housing discrimination, which is way worse than anything Donald Sterling said on that tape, by the way. He fined him because Donald Sterling moved the Clipper franchise from San Diego to Los Angeles without consent from the NBA. And keep this in mind, the original fine for that was $25 million. But because Sterling threatened to sue the NBA for $100 million, Stern lowered the fine to $6 million. So at the end of the day, Donald Sterling won that battle, moved the team to Los Angeles, and only paid $6 million. And keep in mind, the guy owns a basketball team and was and still is a real estate tycoon. He has properties all over the place. You know, I'm really saddened by, you know, not only the players, but Doc Rivers. Again, I'm anti where everybody's talking about, oh, Doc, you know, Doc handled it well. No other coach could have handled it like Doc. He, you know, you could tell how much he was hurting, and, oh, it must be killing him, the coach, and so on and so on. Doc Rivers knew Donald Sterling was a racist long before he signed that three-year, $21 million contract last summer. Doc Rivers played for the Clippers in 1991-92 season, okay? Doc Rivers is highly intelligent and totally in tune to what's going on in the NBA. What did Doc Rivers do? He signed a three-year, $21 million deal with the racist Donald Sterling, signing his checks. I don't want to hear about how Doc Rivers now is just, you know, how courageous Doc Rivers was. I want to hear about how courageous Chris Paul was. Chris Paul last summer signed a 5-year, $107 million extension with the Los Angeles Clippers, whose checks are signed by, yes, Donald Sterling. I want to hear about Blake Griffin, who signed a large contract extension a couple years ago, or DeAndre Jordan. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear how courageous these players are. You knew Donald Sterling was a racist, but you took the money anyway. You had to actually hear him come out with these, you know, racially insensitive remarks to believe the hype, to believe it. It didn't stop you from taking the money. And had Donald Sterling not come out, had that tape not been made, Sterling would still be the owner. I mean, nothing would have happened. Nothing would have happened. It took Donald Sterling being set up by his mistress to get exposed. Not players standing up for themselves. Not a coach. Not players standing up for themselves. Not a coach and Doc Rivers turning down money. Not like he couldn't get a job somewhere else. Not Chris Paul going somewhere else. Not Blake Griffin going somewhere else and saying, you know what, I'm not playing for a racist. It took a mistress to expose Donald Sterling. You know, if anybody needs to be applauded, she needs to be applauded. The mistress. You want to applaud anybody, applaud her. For exposing him for what we already knew that he was, and has been for the last 30 years, as the Clipper owner. So many people might see, you know, as a day of, you know, a great day for the NBA, a day of celebration. I saw a missed opportunity. That's what I saw. And again, this thing is far from over. If you think Donald Sterling is going quietly into that good night, forget about it. I mean, Donald Sterling, the guy, again, he lives in courtrooms. And again, this has never happened. I've never seen a guy get forced out of ownership because of what he said. We've seen people get forced out because they can't pay their bills. Marshawn, totally different situation. Marshawn made racist remarks, but Marshawn was not a majority owner. Marshawn was a part of several owners with Cincinnati who ended up forcing her out. And also keep this in mind that the baseball union and the powers that be in baseball are much more powerful than the NBA, period. So the racist remarks she was making about players, if the players union said, you know what, we want it out, then baseball players union has that kind of power. The NBA players union is a joke. And if you don't think the NBA players union is a joke, go look at the last two collective bargaining agreements. Go look at that 2000, particularly one in 2011. You don't think the players union is a joke. The fact that Chris Paul had to reach out to Kevin Johnson, the mayor of Sacramento, Kevin Johnson is not even, like, barely, not even connected to the NBA anymore like that. He's a mayor. You got to reach out to Kevin Johnson and then have this manufactured title, a special advisor, consultant. Please, Kevin Johnson is a mayor, ex-NBA All-Star who is the mayor of Sacramento. He's more connected to charter schools than he is the NBA. My goodness. Kevin Johnson. I'm sorry, people. I don't know what, like, I don't know what else to tell you. We missed players, you know, the players dropped the ball. That's all there is to it. So there's no two ways about it. Adam Silver, did what he had to do, did everything he could possibly do. So I can't can't say anything rock it. Like, there was nothing more that Adam Silver can do. Handled it exactly the way he needed to handle it. And again, I don't want to hear from these owners either. The other 29 owners knew